Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 276 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 7th of June 2026. Well, today I decided to look at CD number 276 in my collection, and it is Luke Brady and his band's Take Your Partners for Volume 4. Volume 1 of this series was released in 2008, rather taking up the mantle from Colin Dewar, who had recorded 8 in his Special Request series. Luke recorded Volume 2 in 2009, then 3, 4 and 5 in 2012, 14 and 15. Each CD contains a full selection of dances which would have been appearing on social dance programmes at the time, and certainly the one for today, that still applies. Now, rather than just play the CD so that we'd have an hour of Luke Brady's Scottish Dance Band, I have selected 12 of the 15 tracks, sorted them, left a third of them to Luke, and for the others we will hear other bands who have recorded these dances. But we will start with Luke with The Castle of May, an 8x32 bar reel devised by John Walton for Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee in 2012. Just 4 figures, Inveran reels, 1s and 2s double figure of 8, 1s down the middle and back, 1s and 2s poussette. And, as I said, here is Luke. Thank you. Luke Brady and his band played Prince Charlie, Hey Ho My Bonnie Lass, J.D. McLennan's Reel by Jim Johnston, and Inverlasses for the Castle of May. Our first Strathspey today is Anne Dixie's square set Cooler Bay, devised in 1992 and published by her in Real Friends, before adoption by the RSCDS in Book 41, The Millennium Dances. And I've chosen a live recording of Ian Muir of Prestwick as a change from the RSCDS version by David Cunningham, which I would normally use. Played The Macaulays of Ben Becula by Frank Reed, his own tune, The Sleeping Warrior, Ronnie Cooper's The Shetland Fiddlers Society, and Sands of Merness by Frank Jameson for Cooler Bay. Forward to the RSCDS 90th anniversary and John Wilkinson's jig for Bill Clement MBE. This CD was recorded by Gordon Shand and his band. Thank you. The lead tune for Bill Clement MBE is the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society by Bill Clement, who is a past chairman and society piper. Gordon Shand followed this with Pipe Major Jimmy McGregor by J. Scott, The Butler of Glen Avenue by Anthony Sullivan, and Road to Skye, traditional. Back to 1967, when Hugh Foss was devising five couple dances and living in Dalry, North Ayrshire. Paul Harrow Byrne was on his doorstep, so to speak. The dance was finally published by the RSCDS in their magazine around 40 years later. There are at least 14 different recordings, dating back to 1974, right up to Luke Brady's in 2014. So, here is Luke's version. Played Paul Harrow Byrne's lead tune, Miss Clementina Lochnan by Neil Gow, The Pied Wagtail by Muriel Johnston, Gordon Patello's Reel by Angus Cameron, and Alistair of the Dun, traditional. And we will stay with Luke for our 8x Strass Bay, which is The Valentine, by another past RSCDS chairman, Linda Gall. She was chairman immediately prior to Bill Clement. The dance was written for Fiona Mackey on the 14th of February 2008 and published in the Homecoming Collection in 2009. Strathspey, Luke Brady's band played Fiona's Valentine by Marian Anderson, and three Muriel Johnston tunes, Kenneth MacGregor Holden, Bill Zobel and Torf's Tune. Now to Australia and RSCDS Book 45, from the 8x40 jig Napier's Index by Brian Charlton. Very satisfying dance, I think, as it flows so nicely. George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD. lead tune for Napier's Index is Juniper Jig by Charles Fraser Sherrett, and then the Lothian Band played three by Eric Allen, the Fortification Jig, Helmer Urquhart's Fancy, and Lupin Lasagna. Back in the days of RSCDS Book 27, it was quite usual to publish dances with no source or deviser's name given. So, we don't know anything about round reel of 8, an 88 bar reel for a four-couple square set. It's very simple, once through and no progression. It has been recorded at least 17 times, with 7 of those on LP. And one of the earliest is Come Scottish Country Dancing with Robert Whitehead. Whitehead and the Danelaw Band played Mrs. Anderson's Reel by Robert McIntosh and the Wattle Ott for Round Reel of 8 on that recording from 1979. Now this dance, Needpath Castle by Derek Haynes, is one of, if not the first, acknowledged three-couple Strass Bays, published by the RSCDS in Book 22 in 1963. All set, turn partner two hands twice and set again. All grand chain. Ones dance a figure of eight on own side, in and down to start. Then ones and twos change places with half diamond poussette and ones and threes similarly. This dance appears on many of the same recordings as Round Reel of Eight, but we will hear from Sandy Nixon and his band from Highlander Music Volume 1 from 1996. Andy Nixon and his band played Dr. and Mrs. Green by Ken Macaulay-Jones, and then Loss Road and Daft Willie Dawson for Needpath Castle. Another five-couple dance, but this is a canon jig, the Dundee City Police jig by John Mitchell. And being a canon, it only requires 6x16, or the equivalent 3x32, bars of music. Here is Luke Brady's band again, playing Sir Jimmy Shand's tune, Dundee City Police Pipe Band. Brady played Dundee City Police Pipe Band by Jimmy Shand Sr. Our last Strathbay was also first published in Book 22. Balmoral Strathbay is by John Charles and is for a four-couple longwise set. Ones and twos, threes with fours, dance rights and lefts. Then in twos, set, half right hand across, set and cross right hand with partner. Bars 17 to 24, full reels of four on the sides. And then the bottom three couples only dance an allemande to 2-3-4-1. Again, with other dances of this vintage, about 16 different recordings exist, but this time we will go even more recent than Luke Brady and hear Leonard Brown from his excellent CD All Sets Complete, released in 2024. Leonard Brown's band played Balmoral by Robert Gourlay, Marchioness of Huntly by William Marshall, and two by James Scott Skinner, The Iron Man and Mackenzie Hay. For our last jig, The Checkered Court, I couldn't play anything other than the original from RSCDS Book 42 and Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band, my favourite jig.
Thank you.
Marion and her band played Lady Charlotte Murray's favourite jig by Neil Gow, Donald Ridley's compliments to Colin Dewar, Coldingham by Muriel Johnston, and Margaret and Jim Dewar by Colin Dewar for Duncan Brown's dance, The Checkered Court. And our last dance is a classic finishing dance, certainly in my area, The Highland Rambler by Roy Goldring, and Jim Lindsay's equally classic recording from his Reel of the Puffins CD. Jim Lindsay and his band played John Illingsworth by Muriel Johnston, Wrigley's Reel by Jerry Holland, Smithy's Black Beauty by Gordon Shand, and Tam Lin or the Glasgow Reel by Davy Arthur for the Highland Rambler. I hope you've enjoyed this week's selection. All well-known stuff. Next Saturday is the Birmingham 80th Ball, so we could have some more classics from that programme. Join me then and find out. Bye!